We are back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. As we near the November election, polling results will become more and more significant. The latest Epic MRA poll showing a shift in momentum in the presidential race from just a month ago. To find out where the numbers stand and what's behind some of the different results we're seeing from different firms, I'm joined by Lansing-based Epic MRA President Bernie Porn. Bernie, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Glad to be with you.
So in June, you found that Mitt Romney had a slight lead over President Obama. In your most recent poll at the end of July is finding that things have shifted somewhat. Where do we stand now?
Well, when you look at the trend line from January through June, all you saw was Barack Obama running very strongly among independent voters, leading by a majority, having a majority favorable opinion. And then soon thereafter, negative ads started from the super PACs attacking President Obama on economic issues and on the budget and a variety of other issues. And it started to have a significant impact. Our next survey showed that that 8-point lead had whittled down to about 4 points, and things were dead even among independent voters. In our June survey, things had eroded even further for President Obama, especially among independent voters, and Mitt Romney had a double-digit lead among them. And so I really expected that, given the volume of ads that have continued from the super PACs attacking President Obama, that he would be behind by a few points in this survey. Not the case.
Right now, the president, he holds a 48-42% advantage over Mitt Romney,
correct.
Right? And that's a switch from Romney leading him 46-45% in June.
That's correct. And all of it's among independent voters.
Now, you talk about the ads, but is that really the core of the shift? Can it be simply the news and the type of information people are getting from the media?
Sure. As a matter of fact, another thing that I think could have an influence is that constant drumbeat in the national media coverage of the debates between the campaigns and the candidates about Mitt Romney releasing his income taxes. That is something that people care about. It's not probably the most important thing, but I think people are suspicious of why he can't release more income tax information.
You're saying the shift can be probably attributable to Mitt Romney and what he's been doing rather than to anything President Obama's been doing.
And not only what he has been doing in terms of missteps, but also the way the Obama campaign has capitalized on those missteps.
I'm talking to Bernie Porn, president of the Lansing-based Epic MRA polling firm, about the latest results. That survey just occurred here at the end of July. Now, Rasmussen Reports had Obama leading Romney by 6 points last week in their survey, while a public policy polling found that his lead was at 14%. These kinds of different numbers in the range of the lead that the president has, do you consider them significant? And how do you explain these different kinds of results from different polling firms?
Well, you know, I hate to be critical of other polling firms. I'm somewhat surprised by the Rasmussen results, because normally when you look across all surveys, they tend to be more Republican in terms of their results, whether it's at a national level or in some of the specific states. But they were uncommon in terms of their level of support they showed in their polling, which, by the way, is automated in all of them, for Obama over Romney in Michigan. Now, we were the first that came out with numbers showing that Romney was leading. Then I think Mitchell came out with a poll shortly thereafter showing Obama was up by one. Another polling firm showed it was dead even, and then another polling firm showed that Romney was up by two, and that all happened within a short period of time.
The automated polling, do you consider that inferior then to what Epic MRA does?
I am not a big fan of automated, although we just finished doing automated polling in the primaries, and I think that's a little bit different when you have a primary voting audience. But when you're dealing with a long poll, testing different messages, it's really tough to do that in an automated setting, because you can't keep people on the line for more than 15 and at the most 20 20 questions.
How often do you actually find opposite results or really dramatically different polling results when you compare yours to other firms like Mitchell, PPP, and Rasmussen, and so on?
Oh, there have been cases over the years where our results showed one thing and another polling firm showed another. I can remember years ago in the race between for mayor of Detroit, the newspaper that a competing polling firm was working for had a visual on the front showing that the race was too close to call, and we showed that it was a walk away for the candidate who then won by about the numbers that we showed it by. And the reason that that happened was that the firm that was doing the polling for the competing newspaper had black percentage for the city of Detroit, including all children.
Now, you also looked at the Republican Senate race heading into the primaries. Former Congressman Pete Hoekstra holding a 51-27% lead over Clark Durant. Does this represent any kind of a shift from earlier polls, and is this race essentially over?
I think it's essentially over, and largely because the numbers haven't changed that much. Hoekstra had a pretty strong lead, and especially in western Michigan, from his race for the governor's office in 2010. And Clark Durant really started his advertising too late, and he was using too little in terms of the amount of money he was putting into it. And you know, when you look at the favorability numbers, he has improved his favorability and recognition to all of 46%, and he has 21% unfavorable, but at the same time, Hoekstra is among Republicans is at 67% favorability and 22% unfavorable. So the attacks on Hoekstra has not caused his negatives to be any worse than Durant's.
The interesting part is 11% of respondents said they'd never heard of Pete Hoekstra. That's 1 in 10 that were polled.
However, 33%, a third, said that they were unfamiliar with Clark Durant.
I mean, in a way, though, it's shocking because Hoekstra had such a long time and was such a high-ranking congressman in Washington. What does that say about the respondent if he's a Republican and has never heard of Pete Hoekstra?
Well, I think that they are not engaged and have not paid attention yet. They may not watch TV all that much. That's where they spend the vast majority of their money, and that could be from areas in the state. You know, down in southwest Michigan, you have the media markets of three different states, and so that could be a large portion of where the undecided or unfamiliar voters reside.
Looking back then at the latest survey regarding President Obama and Governor Romney, what are Republicans to make of the fact that with the negative advertising that's out there, Obama is now back in the lead and appears to be stronger than before?
I think that they probably need to try and readjust and try to determine what other messages they might use. Decide that, by gosh, in looking at their polling data, there are enough doubts about him not releasing his taxes that maybe we ought to deal with that in some way. Although if he hasn't released them now, I think I would agree with some of the observers who think that he has calculated that this would be more damaging to release the information than to not.
Have you seen a case of a personal financial or just a personal piece of information that's come out and just completely rocked somebody in the polls and taken them out?
Oh, sure. State legislative levels, at all levels, I've seen issues where it was either not paying taxes or not paying property taxes or personal issues like that. I have seen it where they have absolutely devastated the campaigns.
Once the news hits, the shift in the polls within a month or two can shift by 20-30% then?
There are soft supporters on both sides, so they could. You're probably talking about more closer to 10%.
And in terms of if you have information that has to come out that's negative, are you better off doing it earlier? And is there a recovery that occurs in the polling once that information's been out for a while?
you have to assume that that if there's negative information out there that is gettable in terms of available in the public, and obviously a lot of that tax information is not, that it's going to come out, and if it is damaging, and usually you poll on those things, both your strengths and your weaknesses if you're doing the polling for the campaign. And if it's damaging, well, you better get it out early so that you can recover from it. If it's something that is damaging, and if you wait too long, well, then that can be devastating in terms of the success of the campaign.
Bernie Porn, president of Lansing-based Epic MRA. Bernie, we'll certainly want to have you on again to get results as we move towards November. Thank you very much for joining us on WILS.
Always glad to be with you.
And we will be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.